This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate. A fellow who is arguably the single most powerful economic policymaker in the country goes on national television to talk about not doing anything rash. I'm David Brancaccio. Prudent was the watchword from Fed Chair Jerome Powell in a TV interview last night. Powell told CBS 60 Minutes, "The Federal Reserve is figuring some interest rate cuts for this year, but he's in no rush to start." Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has more.
The economy is strong right now. It's still growing and unemployment is low. On CBS's 60 Minutes last night, Fed Chair Powell said the steady economy gives the Fed some breathing room. It doesn't have to slash rates immediately to handle some economic emergency.
With the economy strong like that, we feel like we can approach the question of when to begin to reduce interest rates carefully. And we want to see more evidence that inflation is moving sustainably down to 2%.
It's a delicate balancing act, though. The Fed doesn't want to lower rates too soon and risk igniting inflation, but it also doesn't want to wait too long, because leaving rates too high too long could trigger a recession. As usual, Powell said the timing depends on the data. He was interviewed before last Friday's jobs report, which showed 353,000 new jobs were created last month, many more than expected. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
My neighbor and I have a home brew going, supposedly 5 gallons of something that with luck might end up tasting like Anchor Steam from the famed brewery in San Francisco that went out of business last year. For pianist and conductor Bill Eddins, his home brewing has helped prompt a business idea. It's called Metronome, a brewery with the goal of supporting music education in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. The operation already has some 390 performances under its belt, from youth bands to local groups. They even featured a night with jazz legend Wynton Marsalis. Eddins and local musician Jack Schaubert give a taste of what Metronome is all about.
My name is William Eddins, but most people call me Bill, except for the IRS. I am the co-owner and chief design officer of Metronome Brewery. We've had many young people play at Metronome, and for me, that's actually the most fun. I see me from many, many decades ago. I talked my buddy Wynton Marsalis into playing at Metronome in September of 22. It was one of the most incredible experiences of my life. Instead of getting a seasoned trio of professionals to play with him, I roped in three young people. The bassist was the youngest at the ripe old age of 19. The pianist was the oldest at 25. So two of the three couldn't even drink at the brewery.
I'm a drummer in the Twin Cities, and I sent Bill an email asking if he was looking for shows, and we booked a show, and a couple months later, I get an email from him asking if I wanted to perform with Wynton Marsalis, which was a bit of a shock. That was a lot of fun to perform with somebody of that caliber and learn like that. You can't really learn some of the stuff I learned that night just practicing by yourself.
As great as the performance was, the rehearsal was even better, because here was Wynton Marsalis, one of the most famous musicians on the planet, essentially giving these three kids a masterclass on how to put together a performance, what they should do in certain tunes, this and that and the other, and giving them little tips. It was such an incredible experience. Music has been such an incredible focus point of my life and also my wife's life that, you know, we would have done anything to give our kids the chance to explore music. We're fortunate enough to be in a position to have given our kids that experience. We just want other people to have that opportunity and to know that their kids can learn and study without it seriously impacting their own financial situation. So back in 2020, I found myself out of a job as a musician in the middle of a global pandemic. And then I found myself in the middle of my third set of riots here in the Twin Cities. I'd lived through Miami 89 and LA 92, and here we were rioting because of George Floyd. On a beautiful June day, about a month afterwards, it just occurred to me that A, I wanted to be out on my patio brewing, and B, I was really upset with the fact that we tend to not want to do things that really will help our society in the long term. And for a musician, I always think about music education. And suddenly those two ideas just kind of combined, and I went, I think I have an idea. I'm stressed all the time about this business. That having been said, I think this is a great idea, and I think the company is going in the right direction. We are two middle-class guys. We don't have the resources ourselves to propel an organization like this to where it needs to be. But we do know that the community at large does. Therefore, we're asking people in our community to help us get to that next level so that we can fund music education.
Pianist, conductor, brewer, Bill Eddins in Minnesota. Marketplace's Erica Soderstrom produced that. Marketplace.org will have more info on Metronome Brewery today. Marketplace.org is the place for that. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.